Day's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Stephen O'Donnell as Gary the Demon, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
Oh, where am I? I can't move. What are all these tubes sticking out of me? I look like the Pompidou Centre. I'll ask one of these nurses. That's funny, I can't speak. Don't panic, Thomas. I'm sure there's a perfectly rational explanation for your being unable to move or speak. Perhaps it's a very bad hangover. I remember. The car crash. That pillock in the Fiesta wouldn't get a move on. It all comes back to me now. Everything happening in slow motion, hurtling through the windscreen like a crashed dummy. Shatterproof my ass. And what happened to the airbag? That's what I want to know. I'll sue the manufacturer, that's it, yes. For the injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. I'll make a fortune. And I'll sue that twat in the Fiesta as well. Unless he's dead, he probably is dead. The way his car smashed into that tree. Never mind, I'll sue his widow. Hello. Who are these two?
So, how's he doing, Dr. Bennett? Well, he's been on the life support for 3 days now, and, well, we're controlling all his vital functions, but,
Go on.
Well, frankly, he's a cabbage.
What?
No serious brain damage.
Bollocks there is! Listen to this. Once two is two, two twos are four, three twos are 18, four twos are West Ham, five twos are tuna fish.
All very sad. And perhaps in the interest of compassion and, given that this unit is already 27% over budget, we might take the merciful route and...
Switch off his life support. Now, I'm afraid that wouldn't be ethical.
Absolutely, you tell him.
Besides, sometimes nature proves us wrong. Sometimes the patient defies the odds, makes a full recovery, and lives to play a useful role in society.
Of course. What's his job?
He's the chairman of a privatized water company.
What do you mean?
Does he get many visitors?
None at all.
That's a lie.
Well, apart from his wife.
Thank you.
She came the first day and went away skipping.
That was her way of handling the pain. Any fool could see that.
Look, Dr. Bennett, I think we have to look at the big picture here. I mean, here's this poor chap chained to these dreadful machines.
No. It's okay. They're quite nice machines. Honestly, they are.
And all the time he's draining valuable resources. I won't lie to you, Dr. Bennett. This trust is overstretched financially. More and more beds are getting tied up with non-terminal patients who... Well, what I'm saying is, it'll mean cutbacks, that's all. The telly in a doctor's common room will have to go for starters.
Oh, no, not the telly.
I'm sorry, but there it is.
Hey, he won't give in. I can read people. That doctor's a man of principle.
You keep watch while I pull his tubes out.
No! Oh, no, this is it. The biggie. Yep. I must be dying. My whole life's flashing before my eyes. Yes, it... Hang on. That's not my life. I don't recognise any of these people. They're all talking Swedish. Oi! You've given me the wrong life! Bloody NHS! Hey! Oi! Here. I'm on my feet. Everything. Brain damage. Doctors, what do they know? Hello. Someone's left the grill pan on. God, it's dingy in here. What is this place?
Welcome to my kingdom, Thomas.
Who are you?
Oh, come on, Thomas. Surely you recognise me. Well, look, does this lake of fire around my feet ring any bells? Of course, there's these two horns sticking out of the top of my head.
Oh, you're not...
Well, I'm not a talking cow, am I?
You're the devil!
Give that man a coconut. Indeed, Thomas, I am Satan, Prince of Darkness and Emperor of Evil, and this is one of my most venomous demons, Gary.
Pleased to meet you.
Gary will be looking after you for the duration of your stay, which is forever, by the way. So any complaints, just tell Gary and he'll arrange for you to be engulfed in dragon's bile. Because we don't like complaints, do we, Gary?
Nope.
No. Now, if we can just stop the sobbing, we can whiz through the paperwork. You are Thomas Quintin Crimp, yeah?
Yes.
And you were born on 18th of May, 1951. You're a British national. You're a Catholic. Oh, good. Catholics are more fun. More terror in them, yeah. And your hobbies were golf, fast cars and meeting people.
I shouldn't be here.
If we had a penny for every time we've heard
that. I've led a good life. I have. I've sat in a bath of custard for children in need. I've helped out at jumble sales.
All right. Don't get worked up. I'll just check through the records.
Sorry about the noise, Thomas. The lads are tormenting some estate agents. It's easy to get carried away, you know.
Let's see now. 9th of February, 1959. Rescued drowning puppy from canal. Jan 63. Responsible for assisting several old ladies across busy road. June 89, bar full of custard, etc. And oh, no. I don't believe this.
What?
Thomas, you are absolutely right. You have led a totally blameless, exemplary life. There's been some dreadful cock-up. You shouldn't be down here at all. I can't begin to apologise. I'm so sorry.
Please, no problem.
Well, that's very big of you.
So I'm free to go.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Gary here will escort you to the exit so that you can go and assume your rightful place in paradise.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Thomas. Hang on. There's another page here. Oh, I must have turned over two at once. I'm sorry about that. Let's see now. April 68, collected money for orphans in Biafra and kept the money.
It was an oversight. I meant to send it.
Uh-huh. 1979, 1984 and 1989, voted for Margaret Thatcher, but told everyone you decided to give the Liberals a try.
Come on, we all did that.
June 91, cheated on wife with wife's sister. July 91, cheated on wife and wife's sister with wife's other sister. March 94, raided company pension fund and used money to invest in scheme to sell nerve gas to Bosnian Serbs.
Who's a naughty boy then?
Listen, I don't know where you got all that stuff from. It's totally wrong.
You're sweating, Thomas.
I mean, yes, I've not led a life totally without blemish, but who has?
Bobby Charlton.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Gary.
And I really think that perhaps there's been some administrative mix-up. I was just wondering whether maybe you've confused me with some other Thomas Quentin Crimp. I mean, I can see how busy you are. I mean, if you like, I could nip back up to Earth and double-check for you.
Nice try, Thomas. Now...
How about an arrangement?
An arrangement?
Yeah, you know, a sort of transaction. I mean, you want souls, right?
Souls are my core activity, yes.
In exchange for me, you can have the souls of my family. My wife and three kids. I mean, that's four for the price of one. Five, if I throw in the mother-in-law, I can illustrate two of them. I mean, they're good quality souls.
Whoa. I can't believe I'm hearing this. Do you know that? I am shocked. And I'm the devil. It takes a lot to shock me.
You were shocked by that business with Cantona, weren't you?
Well, there's just no need for it, was there?
It wasn't as if you were whispering demonic suggestions in his ear.
No, well, you don't have to with Cantona, do you? Lord knows what we do with him when he comes down here. Bung him in with the French poets, I suppose. I don't mind if he drop-kicks Baudelaire.
How do we get back to my proposal?
Yes, well, I may be a repulsive, corrupting beast, but I have to draw the line somewhere, and you, Thomas, are that line. Now, I'll just conjure up a trio of slobbering demons, and they'll give you an introductory scourging while I decide what to do with you.
No!
Oh, I don't know. Depressing, isn't it? I mean, we've seen some pretty creepy examples of humankind, but he has to be the most odious one we've had since, what was the name of that newspaper proprietor?
Oh, don't tell me. Huge, fat one. Big, deep voice. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Always wore a baseball cap. Yeah.
Fell off a yacht?
Yeah. What was his name?
Maxwell,
that's it. Kept telling us he'd see us in court. where did we bung him?
in the abyss of despair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was only just big enough, actually. Mm-hmm. Oh, just before I forget, yeah. Demon number 4193.
What, the one who's torturing Edith Piaf?
Yeah. Well, we had to take him off that job. His ears started to bleed.
Oh. Someone has to torment her.
Very difficult once she starts out singing.
Yeah, all right, yeah. All right, look, I'll sort it, okay? Who's in this cubicle?
Another new arrival, Professor Richard Whittingham.
Yeah, I need cheering up. Yeah. Here, tell you what, why don't I give him the full works, you know? The red hot coals for eyes, the white ram's head. Oh, and I know, I'll grow to a height of 12 metres and, I'll sprout wriggling serpents for hair.
Be careful, though, because last time they kept nipping your ears.
Yeah, I hadn't forgotten that, thank you, Gary, and this time I shall be sprouting shorter serpents. Now, watch this for a transformation. It'll scare the poor bugger witless, right?
Where I go? Yes! And weep, for you have entered my realm of torment, and here you shall languish through all eternity, for I am the bringer of destruction, the Prince of Doom.
Gosh!
Gosh! Is that all? Gosh!
Well, the glowing eyes, the head crowned by writhing serpents, all very impressive. Well done.
Well, you do know who I am, don't you?
Yes, Satan.
Correct.
From the Hebrew word meaning adversary.
Yes. And you do know where you are?
Yes, of course I do.
Good.
I'm in hospital, no doubt in a coma. And whilst in that coma, clearly my subconscious is drawing on stored cultural images of hell to create this hallucinogenic experience.
I've got a very bad feeling about this one, Gary.
I must say it's extraordinary how the subconscious mind can fool the senses. I'm getting a strong smell of sulphur off you, even though I know you're only a harmless abstraction.
Oh, abstraction, am I? Yeah, could an abstraction breathe flames like that, eh?
Quite remarkable. I had a sensation as if my hair were on fire.
Not as if. It is on fire, you old duffer. You look like an oil rig.
I hope I can remember all this when I regain consciousness. I should write up a paper on it.
Listen, Prof, I don't... Ow! Bloody serpents! Professor, I don't care if you think I'm a...
Harmless abstraction.
Yes, thank you, Gary. Because I've got all eternity to prove you wrong.
Tautology!
What?
You said all eternity. The word all is redundant in that sentence. You can't have a bit of eternity or partial eternity.
Hey. Don't lecture me on eternity, okay? I've had more eternity than you've had hot dinners, all right? I was there when God had the idea of eternity, and it was a stinker even then. In fact, he only came up with eternity because he couldn't think of an ending.
He's a bit touchy about eternity, you know, on account of it being his sort of sentence from the Almighty. You know, he was rather hoping he'd get off with just a fine, but a community service.
Yes, Gary, okay. Don't bother the professor with your ramblings.
Oh, he's not bothering me. I know he's only a fictional manifestation.
Mm, if only. Okay, Gary, give me his file. Let's see what he's in for. What is he in for? I can't find anything. March 63, riding without a light on his bike. June 65, bunked into Freddie and the Dreamers concert? No. Jan 66, experienced premature ejaculation and told girlfriend it had never happened before. That couldn't be it, could it?
No,
you're right. We'd be inundated. So what is he doing down here? Looks to me like he should be in heaven. Oh, I know why. Do you believe in God?
No.
That'll be it.
I do have spiritual beliefs, but I don't believe in an external super being. You know, the Old Testament God. Quick to anger with the white hair, that absurd stereotype.
You're right, it is an absurd stereotype. But I'm afraid that's what he's like. White hair, white beard, very fierce and very vengeful. If he feels out of depth in a situation, he just starts smiting everybody, doesn't he, Gary?
Yep, he's a smiter.
Mm. There's a lot of anger in him, basically.
And he's never really addressed the problem, has he?
No. Apparently Abraham once suggested he go for some anger counselling, you know. He just lost his temper and blinded loads of sodomites instead. That's right. Ow! Bloody snake hair again. What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm just marvelling at the human brain. I mean, here I am, comatose in a hospital bed after a car crash, as I dimly recall, and yet the synapses of this extraordinary biocomputer in my head are exchanging impulses and information at such an astonishing speed that they can just conjure up a fabulous setting like this and extraordinary lifelike characters.
You still don't accept this is real?
My rational self tells me it's impossible.
Okay, Mr. Rational. Hop on. We're going for a ride.
What?
Jump on his back. I'm taking you on a quick tour of my kingdom. Come on. Let's get going. Jump on his back.
Oh, but he's tiny.
Well, of course he's tiny. He's a jockey.
You want me to ride on the back of a jockey?
Yeah, here's your whip. See, these guys spent their lives riding horses, whipping them to go faster, so now... Giddy up! Come on, what's the matter? You can have a show jumper if you like. You know, some chinless wonder who always insisted that the horse enjoyed falling at fences and being put down.
This strap will be fine. Right. Get along, please.
Right, well, broadly speaking, we locate the damned in groups, like over there. That lot fenced in by the flaming thorns, that's all the lawyers.
My word.
Lovely sight, isn't it? No one wails like a lawyer. And over there, that tiny box, that's the architect.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Now, what's that one over there?
That's the Pope enclosure.
The what?
The Pope enclosure. I've got every dead Pope in there since 1472, yeah. I give them a terrible time, yeah.
Well, they don't seem undernourished, at least.
Eh?
Well, they all look very well fed.
Oh, no, they're pregnant.
Pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I'll keep them all permanently pollinated, yeah. 8 months gone, a lot of them. And they'll stay like that forever. You should hear them whinge about fluid retention and varicose veins. It is so funny, I tell you. See, obviously, the objective here is to make the torment as devastatingly total as possible. For instance, Catherine the Great, over there, you see? Mm-hmm. I've put her in with all those horses.
Well, where's the torment in that?
They're all geldings. And in that next cubicle, the one full of chickens with 10-inch long razor-sharp beaks, that's Colonel Sanders. And, and over there is... Oi, Edith. Edith, you've been warned about this, so pack it in.
But I have to express myself. I am French, and we French, we have emotions.
Correction, you French have parodies of emotions, and you're not inflicting them on the rest of us.
So I will sing. Je ne regrette rien is my song.
I regret nothing. That's not a song. That's an idiot's charter.
But why am I not allowed to sing?
Because A, hell has a no-singing rule, and B, you sound like a goat being driven down a cobbled street in a 2CV. Your last warning, Edith, any more quavering top notes, and it'll be je regrette beaucoup, I'm telling you, all right? So sorry about that, Professor.
That's right.
I mean, what makes the French think they can sing, eh? I mean, great cooks can't sing. Sort of mirror image of the Welsh. Now, where was I? Yes. Torquemada.
What, the Spanish Inquisition, chap?
Yeah. Well, he's being eternally hung, drawn, and quartered. See? There he is over there. And over there, and over there.
Teaching him the error of his ways, eh?
Yeah, well, in my experience, people don't ever actually see the error of their ways. Adolf Hitler, for instance, still won't accept that he might have done anything wrong. He just blames the whole Second World War on Chamberlain for giving out the wrong emotional signals. Lucretia Borgia? So she only poisoned people because she had dreadful PMT. And Emperor Hirohito maintains that the attack on Pearl Harbor was a cry for help. It's pathetic, I'm afraid. It's just human nature.
Well, I hardly think Hitler and Hirohito are typical of the human race.
No?
No, most people are fundamentally decent and moral.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're serious, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes.
Listen, Prof, I've been doing this job a long time now, okay? And you can take it from me, I've met tapeworms with more moral awareness than your average human being.
No, you're quite wrong. Sorry.
You will be. Your jockey will take you back for your first unbearable torment.
Oh, I expect I'll have come out of my hallucinogenic coma before then.
Oh, will you? How nice. Yes, see you later. Yes, I've definitely got a bad feeling about him.
Mamma mia, tormento is streaming.
Yeah, don't worry, Your Holiness, that'll just be a minor contraction. Yes, they are painful, aren't they? I spy with my little eye, something beginning with F.
Flames.
Yeah, you'll go.
I spy,
That Professor Blake?
Yeah.
How many demons did we lock him up with?
Five, including that really scary one who can fire exploding bogeys out of his nose.
Hope they don't give him too much of a going over.
I spy...
Oh, I'm bored with I spy. I'm bored with this place. I'm bored with skiing across the lake of fire with a nun lashed to each foot. What's the trouble with eternity? It's so hard to set yourself targets. Gary?
Hmm.
Do you remember the fall when we were, you know, given the boot from...
Oh, it's going back a bit.
Mm. Well, you remember when the Almighty condemned us to the underworld?
Yeah. Cool, he was cross, wasn't he?
he was cross. But it's funny because, although he was obviously quite angry when he banished us, you know, I consign you to foul oblivion for eternity. I remember thinking, well, he says it's for eternity. But, you know, things get said in the heat of the moment, don't they? I mean, and I suppose I always thought he'd calm down and relent and sort of take us back. In the heaven, you don't think he might take us back, do you?
No.
No, you're right, he'd have done it by now, wouldn't he? Yeah. Just have to make the most of it. I wish the concept of time existed down here.
Why?
Well, then we could write something on that calendar. Depressing just staring at a blank sheet of paper. We got days with little circles round them, you know. I could go to sleep thinking, oh, I'm doing such and such tomorrow, I'm really looking forward to that. Actually, I wish sleep existed down here as well. That must be a terrific feeling, mustn't it? To be able to switch off and dream and wake up mentally refreshed as if your life was beginning all over again. Don't you wish you could sleep?
No, never seen the attraction of it. I was just 8 hours of unconsciousness with a furry mouth at the end.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you could sleep...
Lord of Darkness! Lord of Darkness!
What are you doing here? I thought he was being goaded by winged harpies.
Well, I was, but they had a mid-air collision and I was able to escape in the confusion. A lot of recrimination going on as I left.
Oh, no. Gary, go sort it out.
All right.
And check if they've been drinking again.
Okay.
Can I just say you're looking particularly magnificent, your evilness. Your horns, especially, are gleaming with a blinding majesty.
Do you want, Thomas?
Well, it was just... I was just thinking, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but your cause on Earth is not being promoted very successfully. There are certain individuals who worship you, it's true, but they tend to be sad people from the suburbs who use you as an excuse to shag each other inside stone circles. You see, what you need is somebody with business experience to put together a strategy so that soon your followers would increase in number until the world of man was in your all-powerful thrall. Of course, it's just an idea.
Mm. It's a very interesting idea, Thomas.
Thank you. Obviously, you'd need someone on the ground, so to speak, to oversee the global media game plan.
Yes, of course, yes. Someone with business experience, you say. Mm. Now, who could that be?
This is just an idea. How about me? I mean, I could be your representative on Earth.
It's a very attractive proposition, Thomas.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. However,
yeah?
It's not quite as attractive a proposition as having 200 lobsters attack your testicles.
No. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
You all right, Gary?
Yeah. They're very quick, those lobsters, aren't they?
Come on, then. Let's go check on the professor.
Fascinating. What other skills do you need? Ah, hello there. Just having a chat with these fellows. I had no idea there was so much involved in being a demon.
What's going on?
We can't take any more. We flayed him, we slashed him, we burnt him, bludgeoned him, spiked him, scalded and sliced him. And all the time he didn't scream, he didn't shout. He just sat there taking bloody notes. Can't I go back to tormenting Edith Piaf?
All right, you've done your best. You can go.
Bye, chaps.
Didn't it hurt?
What?
Well, when they were doing all those terrible things to you, didn't it hurt?
Well, yes, I suppose there was quite a lot of pain, but I simply allowed my brain to ignore that and concentrate on the interestingness of the experience. For instance, look at all these cuts. Even as we speak, the damaged tissue is being rebuilt, and tiny fibrous tendrils are linking up to build the defensive shield of a scab. It's quite astonishing the way the body is equipped to protect itself with antibodies, phagocytes, clotting agents, and countless other mysterious defense mechanisms. Isn't nature fantastic?
He's a sicko.
Besides, don't forget, I knew the pain to be illusory because this whole experience is...
Prof, listen to me. You are dead. Your car hit a tree with such force that bits of your person were located in various rook's nests. Look, if you don't believe me, take my hand.
Where are we going now?
To your funeral. We've missed the church service, I'm afraid.
Dust to dust, ashes to ashes.
Still, good turnout. And a nice day for it.
No one can see us, can they?
No. Well, I felt that a cloven-footed demon materialising at the graveside, accompanied by the deceased, might disrupt things a little. Is that the wife?
Yes, that's Deborah.
Well, she looks very nice.
Yes, she is. She's lovely.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry, I always cry at funerals. Especially my own.
Well, everyone seems very upset. That must be gratifying for you.
Do you come to the surface very often?
Oh, I used to be up and down all the time, you know, walking abroad and sowing discord among the nations. And there's no real need now. The UN does all that for me. So, how long were you and your wife...
27 years.
Uh-huh. And were you happy?
Yeah, I think we were. Yes, we were. And we were happy, you know, not just make-do happy.
Mm. Well, there's more than one kind, then.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Right, have you seen enough?
Yes, I think so.
Come on, then. Come on.
I'm just looking at the blossom.
Going down. good to be back. Just smell that sulphur.
Oh.
Right, follow me.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Thank you for that just now. It was very touching, seeing all my friends and loved ones gathered in my memory.
Yeah, of course, this time next week they'll all be arguing about who should get your lawnmower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and your best friend will be trying to pull your wife.
That's in very poor taste.
Look, face facts, humans are sordid and grasping, and that's on their good days.
Well, I don't agree, and I'm not going to get embroiled in a pointless argument with someone who's an illusory. But it won't work, you know. There is no evidence you can produce which will convince me that man is this disgustingly corrupt and venal creature you describe.
No? I'm likely to meet your new roommate, Thomas Quintin Crimp.
Ah, your magnificence. I've been thinking of all the things I could do on your behalf. You know, I could plant a thermonuclear device in Canterbury Cathedral, put anthrax in the water mains, disembowel Cliff Richard.
Bye-bye, Prof. Enjoy! That sorted him. Oh, what's that? Oh, no.
Sorry, boss, it's Edith. She's gathered a few French chums together to make a point.
Well, don't worry, Gary. I've lined up a solution for this one, okay? Right. Okay. Please, yes. You're quite right, Edith. We ought to acknowledge the uniqueness of the French, so you will be allowed to sing. Yeah. And as an additional privilege, in recognition of your national obsession with cuisine, you will be allowed meals, which will be lovingly prepared for you.
Oh, merci bien, sir.
Yeah.
Oh.
Allow me to introduce your chef, Mrs. Blodwyn Hughes, a dinner lady from Swansea.
Hello there. It's boiled sweet today. Now, form a queue and no pushing in now.
There you are, Gary. I think you'll find that should stop them singing. And if they leave any of the boiled sweet, then force feed them, obviously.
Right. What are you doing?
No, I just closing my eyes, you know, seeing if I can drift off the way they do, you know. Gary, you remember we were talking about the fall?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe if we sent God a written apology?
No.
Nah.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Marvel as Thomas, and Stephen O'Donnell as Gary, with Philip Pope, Penelope Nice, and Jasper Jacob. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.